This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, there's an investigation going on about Joe Biden and a potential bribery, according to Chairman Jim Comer. Mike Pence announces he's running for president. Well, he files the paperwork anyway. And China, growing tensions, the Secretary John Kirby says. Growing tensions, I should say, spokesman. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It is Monday after a great weekend. Hope you had a fun weekend. We certainly did in D.C. over the weekend. That is for sure. Thank you. If you joined us, we had an excellent, memorable day. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So, lots to get to this afternoon. U.S.-China tensions on the rise. Street racing in Philadelphia over the weekend that left at least one person dead. We'll talk about all that on the show this afternoon. And a question, and that is this investigation that's ongoing, apparently by the FBI, into the President of the United States of America. What it means, Jamie Raskin's denying this. And you may have caught this from the New York Times. Probably not, because you don't read the New York Times, because why would you read the New York Times? Number one, you have to pay for it. Number two, it's not worth paying for. Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines highlight the thorny issues of history. Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines highlight thorny issues of history. So Nazi symbols are thorny issues of history now. Got it? Okay. When they're worn by potential right-wing terrorists who then turn out to not be, that's a huge deal until it turns out they're not right-wing terrorists, and then that goes away, of course. And when they're on the front lines of Ukraine, worn by the troops who are told to take the patches off before they're photographed with American press, troops' use of patches bearing Nazi emblems risks fueling Russian propaganda and spreading imagery that the West has spent a half century trying to eliminate. I wonder if it does more than that. I'm asking for a friend. I wonder if Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines, the troops using patches bearing Nazi emblems, maybe does even more than just fuel Russian propaganda and spreading imagery that the West spent a half century trying to eliminate. Maybe it does more than that. Oh, and by the way, Nikki Haley, as she did her town hall meeting on CNN last night, I didn't bother watching, but she did double down, of course, on her support for Ukraine, saying that this is a battle for democracy and America needs to take the fight wherever it goes for democracy around the world. So, yeah, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, this is the C team, to say the least. All right, 855-839-1210. But let's begin, shall we, with what happened a short time ago today. When there was a press conference regarding this document, this was a document that everybody was talking about at the center of the investigation to Joe Biden and alleged bribery. All right. And the document had to do with the idea that there was a confidential informant who came forward. And this confidential informant who came forward, who basically said, you know, look, I have evidence that Joe Biden was involved in some sort of a foreign bribery scheme. Right. And that's what happened. And now they're saying that this alleges a criminal scheme alleging the president of the United States, who was vice president of the United States at the time. It's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal, obviously, as you can imagine. If this is true, then that means that Joe Biden has committed major crimes. And despite what Jim Comey says, then Joe Biden is not a law abiding president of the United States of America in any way, shape or form. Joe Biden is, in fact, a crook. So now Comer says he's going to hold the FBI director in contempt of Congress after he viewed this Biden document alleging a crime scheme. Comer said the FBI did not comply with a subpoena demanding the document be turned over. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said he will begin the process of holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress, despite viewing and being briefed by Bureau officials on the subpoena document alleging Joe Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme on Capitol Hill. Monday, the FBI brought the document in question, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form that allegedly describes a $5 million criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. So they brought this document to Capitol Hill on Monday, all right? And then ranking member Jamie Raskin was able to review it as well in a secure SCIF. These are the locations that they use to view such documents. After a back and forth between the committee Republicans and the Bureau on whether it was in compliance of the subpoena, the FBI initially offered to allow Comer to review the document at FBI headquarters, but Chairman Comer said, nope, that's not good enough. Then the Bureau offered additional accommodations to bring the physical document to Capitol Hill. Now, despite this accommodation, Comer said Monday that the FBI is still not in compliance with the subpoena to turn over the physical document to the committee. He said, again, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified records to the custody of the House Oversight Committee. And we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. All right, this Thursday against the FBI Director Christopher Wray, who is as swampy as you get. This is Jim Comer discussing this a short time ago today. This is all hot off the presses for you. Cut number one.
FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then-Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures. These are facts, and no amount of spin and, frankly, lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability. The investigation is not dead. This is only the beginning.
This is only the beginning, Chairman Comer says. Only the beginning. All right? Then he talked about the Biden family corruption scandal and what this FBI document, which he's seen now. Remember, he's seen the document now. What it suggests here about the vice president at the time of the United States, now the president of the United States of America. And, you know, if Joe, this is again, this is one of those things. If Joe Biden were a Republican, this would be the biggest story in the country by far. I mean, even bigger than what happened with China. I mean, this should be the biggest story in the country. And maybe there's nothing to it. But that's more of a reason for the American press corps to do what it's supposed to do as it pledges to be the fourth estate and get in there and figure this out. Do some, what's that word, journalism, right? Do some of that famous journalism that they're always talking about. This is exactly the kind of thing. But it's crickets because it's a Democrat president and Republicans who are alleging this, only they're not alleging this out of thin air. They're alleging this after viewing the document. Cut two.
Could they end up showing more Biden family business dealings with other countries?
This document was dated, I think you all know this, from the subpoena in July 30th, 2020. The claims made in the document are consistent with what we found and disclosed to you all in Romania. It suggests a pattern of bribery where payments would be made through shell accounts and multiple banks. And there's a term for that. It's called money laundering. And that, again, is what the majority of the suspicious activity reports also said. So we feel that this accusation is consistent with a pattern that we're seeing, frankly, in other countries, too.
And multiple documents?
We believe there are multiple documents.
We believe there are multiple documents. So this is a big deal. And this is going to heat up very, very quickly, assuming that anyone outside of us gives a damn. And they should give a damn because it's a major, major story here. It really is. At least it should be a major story. You would think, right, that this would at least be at the center of this. And the press would be going around and running around trying to figure out, well, what else? What else do we know? And then doing investigation and journalism ising, whatever. Nope, not at all. It's crickets again. Total crickets. But it has been the entire time. I mean, the entire time. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, all of it, it's crickets. And you know this, and I know this. And this is the double standard here. This is why people call it fake news. It's because a big part of what the media does is not cover things. And it's journalism by omission is what it is. Or it's bias by omission. However, it's not journalism because it's not. It's bias by omission is what it is. And it's not a shock. In fact, it's the least shocking thing I'll tell you all day. If CBS, NBC, and ABC were all over this, if CNN was all over this and trying to get to the bottom of these accusations, well, then, yeah. Yeah, that would be a huge story. And it would be shocking to you. And you'd probably fall out of your chair and be like, come on, I don't understand. Who are these people? But they're not interested in this in any way. Now, Andy McCarthy's interested in this. He's very interested in this because from his perspective, and we talked to him last week about this, but everything the Department of Justice is doing right now is completely about going after Trump. That's where they're headed right now. Everything that they're trying to do is about going after the former president. So why they want to do this? They want to do this because they want to get him out of the race. They're terrified now that he's going to win. They never thought for a second that Donald Trump could be president again, that the American people would actually elect the guy. But they're looking at polling numbers now, and they're also looking at how bad Joe Biden is doing, and they're getting very nervous. And they don't know what to do because they also thought maybe somebody could stop him like Ron DeSantis, except it's looking like if he is going to stop him, it's going to be a huge, huge, expensive battle. It's not going to be as easy as everybody thought. You know, they thought, well, if DeSantis gets in the race, maybe the end of Trump, that would be the end of it. And he would just go away. But that's not what we're talking about here now. We're talking about this could be a very long, expensive race with Trump still winning the nomination and then becoming president, because whoever the Republican is probably going to win. So then what's going to happen? How else do you stop him? And, you know, I heard James Comey say something stupid the other day, shocking, but James Comey, not Comer. So Comer is the good one. Comey is the bad one. Comer's the good one because he's the chairman of the Oversight Committee and actually trying to get to the bottom of this stuff. James Comey's just on TV as a former FBI director saying dumb things. And what he said was Donald Trump could actually take the oath of office as president of the United States of America wearing an ankle bracelet. Right. I know. He really said that. Or he could actually be inaugurated president from a jail cell. Something stupid like that. Something so absurd. But this is their fantasy, though. I mean, the fantasy's always been that. So how do you get Trump? Well, a number of different ways. Classified documents. Yep, they're looking into that, too. They announced there'd be no charges against Pence, and then now Pence is running for president. They're not going to do anything about Biden. But they still want to get Trump on that. January 6th. Of course, January 6th. That's the sacred holiday of the left. So January 6th, you bet. Georgia, of course. And now they're saying the Georgia probe could extend to other states where Trump was laying false election claims, because now apparently you can't even suggest there might have been cheating. And somehow if you suggest it, that's against the law. You've broken the law now. I know. Shocking from my perspective as well. They're talking about that as well. So all of these things out there in the ether with one goal here, to get Donald Trump behind bars. But it's not going to stop him. It never seems to work. You'd think they'd learn this by now. But again, their judgment is clouded because they hate their enemy. And like I told you from Michael Corleone, you should never hate your enemy because it clouds your judgment. So then why, in the midst of all of this, are Republicans worried about what Christopher Wray is doing? It's because the Republicans want to get to the bottom of the Biden crime syndicate. And they have met resistance after resistance, even after whistleblowers have come forward. And they have said, this Department of Justice, this Federal Bureau of Investigation, once again, they are slowing things down to protect the Bidens. They have all the evidence that they need, and they are absolutely slowing it down to protect them. And protect the entire family, all of them. You see why there is a real concern about weaponization of government. Because it's not just about prosecuting the enemies of this government. It's not just that, too. But it's also about giving the favored preferential treatment. So if you're in the cool kids club, in this case, your name is Biden or you're Democrat or anybody else, then you get them to look the other way. They'll slow walk, stonewall investigations in your behalf. Meanwhile, they'll go after their enemies. So they'll use the weight of the Department of Justice to go after the people they don't like, and then they'll slow walk for those that they do. And this is a real problem. Weaponization doesn't just mean going after people. Weaponization also means when the federal law enforcement does not go after the guilty because the guilty happen to be, or the presumed guilty, because the presumed guilty happen to be the people that they like. It's all the same thing. It's the same thing. You have a weaponized government, a weaponized Department of Justice. You have a federal law enforcement community that is out there, a national security state, to do the bidding of the people in power, whether that means protecting them or targeting their enemies or both, which is exactly what's happening right now. And it's playing out before our very eyes. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today on everything we are discussing, we'll also get into gas prices too. OPEC screws us again just in time for the summer travel season. But again, is it really just OPEC screwing us, or is it OPEC and Biden? Of course, with their war on energy. We'll talk about that. Plus, crime hits home in Philadelphia. Crazy, crazy night of illegal drag racing throughout the streets of Philadelphia and on 95. Just so tragic that this continues to happen. And don't forget for a second that everybody wants you to remember each and every day in this country that you are never being manipulated, especially not during Pride Month. Of course, you are, though. And Target executives reveal the one item that sparked the consumer firestorm when we hear from former Target Vice Chairman Gerald Storch. So a big show for you today, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, as we kick off another week. And it's getting hot out there, as you know. It is hot weather season. And imagine your house always being cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it is outside. It doesn't have to just be a fantasy. It can be the real thing. Unfortunately, the sad truth is that 7 out of 10 homes are poorly insulated. Is your home poorly insulated? Is your one of those homes? Well, if that's the case, here are some of the signs. Number one, is your house too hot? Does your AC have to run almost nonstop just to keep it cool? Do you have different temperatures in different rooms or on different floors? And are your power bills too high? I had all these issues in my house, and that's why I said, we got to do something about it. And I picked up the phone and I called USA Insulation. USA Premium Foam Insulation was a game changer for my house. My house became so much more comfortable and my electric bills dropped substantially. And since then, I've had a couple years now of energy bill savings, and it's been great. So if you want a cool, comfortable home with lower power bills, give USA Insulation a call at 1-800-USA-FOAM. And if you call now, right now, they're going to insulate your walls. When they insulate your walls, they're going to insulate your attic for free. That's right. When they foam your walls, they will insulate your attic for free, and that makes all the difference year-round, actually, year-round. 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. Again, free attic insulation when they foam your walls. usainsulation.net.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.